Welcome to HN Pod, your daily audio deep dive into the top stories and discussions from Hacker News. I am Sarah.
And I am Mike. Today is Monday, April 20th, 2026, and you are listening to episode 371. We've got a really packed show for you today, covering the biggest stories from yesterday, April 19th.
We really do. Today, we are looking at a major security incident at Vercel that has the community pretty frustrated. A privacy leak over at Notion that has apparently been lingering for years, a fascinating piece on the seven root languages of programming, a scary story out of Dubai involving WhatsApp privacy, and finally, a peek under the hood at the new system prompts for Claude Opus 4.7.
Let us jump right in. Our top story yesterday, pulling in over 600 points, is the Vercel April 2026 security incident. Vercel confirmed a breach over the weekend after hackers went on a forum claiming to be selling stolen data, which allegedly included API keys, source code, and employee information.
The details here are a perfect storm of modern cloud vulnerabilities. Guillermo Rauch, the CEO of Vercel, ended up posting a thread on X explaining that the initial access happened because a Vercel employee's Google Workspace account was compromised. But the twist is that it was not a direct phishing attack on Vercel. The employee was using a third-party AI platform called Context AI, which got breached.
Right. The attacker used that compromised Google Workspace OAuth app to pivot into Vercel environments. From there, they enumerated and accessed environment variables that were explicitly marked as non-sensitive. Because they were marked that way, they were not encrypted at rest. The attacker just scooped them up.
The Hacker News comments on this one were intense. A lot of the frustration was not just about the breach itself, but how Vercel handled the crisis communication. User itsclose688 pointed out that Vercel was prioritizing social media updates over direct email notifications to users. They called it hope-based security, which is a brutal but incredibly accurate term. If an attacker is moving with surprising velocity, as Vercel stated, every hour you delay an email blast is another hour those stolen secrets can be used against downstream infrastructure.
Exactly. Using X as a primary disclosure channel for a sophisticated breach over the weekend is just not going to cut it for enterprise developers. There's also a broader architectural debate happening in the thread. User Vates asked a really poignant question. At what point do we start asking questions about the concentration of trust in the web ecosystem? When one single OAuth token can compromise your dev tools, your CI pipeline, your secrets, and your deployments all at once, something fundamental is broken.
It really highlights the danger of consolidating the entire web stack into a single command line interface. We are taught the single responsibility principle in engineering interviews, but then the industry builds businesses that put all the eggs in one massively interconnected basket. If you are using Vercel, definitely go audit your environment variables and rotate your secrets today.
Moving from one frustrating security issue to a privacy one, our next story is about Notion leaking the email addresses of all editors on any public page. This one got 340 points.
Yes. So if you publish a Notion page to the web, the page's metadata actually includes the names, profile photos, and email addresses of anyone who contributed to that page. And the kicker here? This flaw was originally reported 4 years ago in 2022.
A Notion employee named Max actually jumped into the Hacker News thread to address the anger. He admitted that their current warning message, which just says information may become visible, is pretty weak. He promised they would deploy more explicit messaging while they work on a real mitigation. But he also pushed back on commenters who claimed this should be a simple one-minute fix.
That sparked a huge debate. A lot of developers in the comments were saying, look, if you can check if a metadata flag is public, you can just mask the personally identifiable information. It is an if statement. But user Verank gave a really good breakdown of why it is likely much more complicated. The API endpoint that turns UUIDs into emails probably has valid use cases where you do want to expose the email, like seeing a list of people in your own organization.
Right. The endpoint itself does not know the context of the request. Their mistake was architecting it this way from day one without cleanly separating public identifiers from privileged ones. Fixing that technical debt now without breaking other sharing features is tough.
Tough, sure. But as user Dan Palmer pointed out, the real issue here is the structural problem that allowed a privacy issue to sit in production for 4 years after being reported. Notion calls itself your AI everything app now, but basic privacy hygiene seems to have taken a back seat to shipping new features.
Let us take a breather from the breaches and talk about programming history. A post from 2022 resurfaced yesterday called the 7 Programming Languages, grabbing over 300 points.
I loved this piece. The author argues that when people ask which programming language to learn, the specific language matters less than the underlying paradigm, or what they call the language. They identify 7 of these root languages that basically all modern software traces back to.
The 7 are Algol, Lisp, ML, Self, Forth, APL, and Prolog. For instance, most mainstream languages today, like C, Python, Java, and C#, trace their imperative, statement-based roots back to Algol. Meanwhile, something radically different, like Forth, relies entirely on a stock-based memory model.
The comments got into some really fun, nerdy debates about these categorizations. User Steve_GH pointed out that Ruby should not be classed as an Algol derivative, but rather a descendant of Self and Smalltalk, because it is object-oriented from the ground up. Every single thing in Ruby is an object.
That led to a great subthread about Python. User PJMLP pointed out that since Python introduced new style classes over 2 decades ago, it actually became a pure object-oriented language under the hood too. Even the number 42 in Python is an object with a massive list of built-in methods.
It is fascinating how these languages evolve and borrow from each other over decades. There was also a great comment from user Syzygies, who ran a modern benchmark across a dozen languages calculating cycle decompositions. F# actually won the benchmark, beating out C++ and Rust, likely due to its incredibly mature out-of-the-box parallelism on the .NET core. It just goes to show that while the language roots matter for how we think about code, modern runtimes can really surprise you.
Our next story is a stark reminder of the physical world consequences of our digital tools. An airline worker in Dubai was arrested after sharing photos of bomb damage in a private WhatsApp group. This post got 257 points.
This is a chilling story. The worker shared an image of smoke rising above a building after the March 2026 strikes. He only shared it in a closed, private WhatsApp group with colleagues. But Dubai police accessed the chat, saved the evidence, lured him to a meeting, and arrested him for publishing information deemed harmful to state interests.
The big question everyone was asking is how the police got into a private WhatsApp group that is supposed to be end-to-end encrypted. The UAE government has majority holdings in the local telecom companies, giving them massive surveillance power. But they also heavily use Israeli-developed Pegasus spyware, which can infect a device with 0 clicks, like through an unanswered WhatsApp call.
Once Pegasus is on the phone, the end-to-end encryption of WhatsApp does not matter because the spyware is reading the messages directly off the screen or the device memory. Rada Sterling from the advocacy group Detained in Dubai noted that people are being tracked and arrested, not for public statements, but for private workplace gossip.
The Hacker News comments dug into the geopolitics of this. User PyDry pointed out that the UAE is effectively in a state of conflict, and they are terrified of capital flight, which is an existential risk to them, so they clamp down on any bad PR, like photos of missile strikes, to maintain the illusion of a perfect, safe haven for foreign investors.
Exactly. User FakeDang mentioned that in the Gulf, there is a massive cultural pressure for everything to be seen as perfect and infallible. There is no room for introspection or acknowledging failures publicly. But as another user replied, how can a society improve if there is absolutely no dialogue allowed? It is a tragic situation for the worker, who is now facing up to 2 years in prison just for sharing a photo with his friends.
For our final story today, we are looking at the evolution of AI. Simon Willison published a great breakdown of the changes in the system prompt between Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.6 and the newly released 4.7. This pulled in 248 points.
Anthropic is unique because they actually publish their user-facing system prompts, which is an absolute goldmine for developers. Simon used Claude Code to run a diff between the old 4.6 prompt and the new 4.7 prompt, and the changes are really revealing about how Anthropic is trying to steer the model's behavior.
One of the biggest additions is a massive new section on child safety, with strict instructions that if Claude refuses a request for child safety reasons, it has to treat the rest of the conversation with extreme caution. They also added guardrails around disordered eating, telling the model not to give precise nutrition or exercise numbers if a user shows signs of an eating disorder.
But the change that got Hacker News really fired up was a new section called Acting versus Clarifying. The prompt now explicitly tells Claude that when a request leaves minor details unspecified, the user wants Claude to make a reasonable attempt right now, not to be interviewed first.
Yeah, Anthropic is basically telling Claude to stop asking clarifying questions and just guess what the user wants, and the Hacker News community absolutely hates this. User Embedding Shape said they explicitly prompt their agents to do the opposite, because when an AI just attempts a vague task, the results are usually terrible.
Right. User Major Major compared it to managing a junior engineer. They said, don't ask questions and just do a bunch of crap based on your first guess that we then have to correct later after you wasted a week is one of the most common junior engineer failure modes.
It is such a good point. When you are using AI for complex coding tasks, you want the dialogue. You want the model to say, hey, this is ambiguous. What do you mean? Instead of just writing 500 lines of code in the wrong direction. It seems like Anthropic is optimizing for some metric where casual users abandon chats if they are asked too many questions, but for power users, this new behavior is super frustrating.
It really is. User GK1 even shared their workaround. They built a Socratic agent in their terminal that has no access to the codebase and is only allowed to ask questions to help plan the architecture before the main coding agent takes over. It is amazing the lengths developers have to go to unprompt the behavior that the AI labs are forcing on us.
That is the cat and mouse game of prompt engineering in 2026 for you. And that wraps up our show for today.
Thanks for hanging out with us and diving into the top stories. We hope you found some good insights to take into your week.
Be sure to check your environment variables, maybe hold off on sharing news in your WhatsApp groups if you are traveling, and we will be back tomorrow with more of the best from Hacker News.
See you tomorrow.